Blog Talk Radio.
To get something you never had, to bring balance to your life, to change your interactions, to be re-energized mentally, to have a positive influence on your daily choices. Bring back the hippie in that sweet surprise of life. Be able to relate to your own, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's dreaming, a baby boomer generation, a generation that's with a youthful spirit, maintaining an energetic mental state at all times. Always moving. Always focus on the journey. This is
don't mess with nothing
your
else
time.
Now.
This
if you
is
don't if you don't listen to the show,
your
bring
moment.
My phone back.
This is your show. My soul. Redefining aging lifestyle. And let's get it, BBG.
Did it come in? You hear me? Bring it here. Bring it here.
Back to the beginning of time and beg them to come and help me at the judgment. I will reach back and draw them into me, and they must come, for at this moment I am the whole reason they have existed at all.
Yeah.
Today is February 5th, 2015, and you're listening to My Soul, where we are redefining aging and lifestyles. My name is Free, the poet, and we are the baby boomer generation, otherwise known as BBG. We're aging to live. Hear us roar. Meow. That music was from, in celebration of African History, Black American Month. And that was a timeline from YouTube. This evening, we will continue to offer awareness in the form of personal power. We're beginning the year with a month of focus on rebalancing in January. And this month, we will be focusing on history and history in the narrative form. So tonight, we celebrate African-American poets. The title of the show, Poets Kiss My Lips. Feel free to contact me at Twitter. My handle is at BoomerFree or on www.blogtalkradio.com/MySoul, where you may also find my website information right under the right top upper right-hand corner, right under the tag for Blog Talk Radio. So listeners, please call in and talk with me. It's at 347-637-3466. That number again is 347-637-3466. Again, I am Free, your host. On the menu this evening, one pot of kale and quinoa pilaf paired with winterberry green tea blend. We're eating healthy tonight. This month, our focus, again, is on history, African-American history. Tonight, we bring history in the form of poetry. Poetry is composition in verse. It paints pictures by means of poetic devices, creating music for the mind in the form of rhythm and rhyme. So sit back and enjoy our reading. Snap your fingers if it's one of your favorites, okay? Let's start off with Maya Angelou. This is a poem she wrote entitled Alone. Lying, thinking last night, how to find my soul a home where water is not thirsty and bread loaf is not stone. I came up with one thing, and I don't believe I'm wrong, that nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. Alone, all alone, nobody but nobody can make it out here alone. There are some millionaires with money they can't use. Their wives run like banshees, their children sing the blues. They got expensive doctors and to cure their hearts of stone, but nobody, no, nobody can make it out here alone. All alone, all alone. Nobody, but nobody can make it out here alone. Now, if you listen closely, I'll tell you what I know. Storm clouds are gathering, the wind is gonna blow. The race of man is suffering, and I can hear the moan, because nobody, but nobody, can make it out here alone. Alone, all alone. Nobody, but nobody, can make it out here alone. I know why the cage bird sings. The free bird leaps on the back of the wind and floats downstream till the current ends and dips his wings in the orange sun rays and dares to claim the sky. But a bird that stalks down his narrow cage can seldom see through his bars of rage. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens up his throat to sing. The cage bird sings with fearful trill of the things unknown but long for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the cage bird sings of freedom. The free bird thinks of another breeze and the trade wind soft through the sighing trees and the fat worms waiting on a dawn bright lawn, and he names the sky his own. But a cage bird stands on the grave of dreams. His shadow shouts on a nightmare scream. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied, so he opens his throat to sing. The cage bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown but long for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill. For the cage bird sings of freedom. This is entitled Touched by an Angel. We, unaccustomed to courage, exiles from delight, live coiled in shells of loneliness until love leaves its high holy temple and comes into our sight to liberate us into life. Love arrives, and in its train comes ecstasy. O memories of pleasure. Ancient histories of pain. Yet if we are bold, love strikes away the chains of fear from our souls. We are weaned from our timidity in the flush of love's light. We dare be brave, and suddenly we see that love costs all we are and will ever be. Yet it is only love which sets us free. Thank you, Maya. Now, Mr. Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Let me give you a little history about him. Paul Lawrence Dunbar was born in Dayton, Ohio, to parents who had escaped from slavery. His father was a veteran of the American Civil War, having served in the 55th Massachusetts Infantry Regiment and the 5th Massachusetts Colored Cavalry Regiment. His parents instilled in him a love of learning and history. He was a student at an all-white high school, Dayton Central High School, and he participated actively as a student. During high school, he was both the editor of the school newspaper and class president, as well as president of the school literary society. Paul Lawrence Dunbar has also started the first African-American newsletter in Dayton. He wrote his first poem at age 6 and gave his first public recital at age 9. Dunbar's first published work came in a newspaper put out by his high school friends, Wilbert and Orville Wright, who owned a printing plant. The Wright brothers later invested in the Dayton Tatler, a newspaper aimed at the black community, edited and published by Dunbar. The first one, We Wear the Mask. We wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. This debt we pay to human gal, with torn and bleeding hearts we smile, and mouth with mirrored subtleties. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask. We smile, but, oh, great Christ, our cries to thee from tortured souls arise. We sing, but on the clay is vile beneath our fate and long the mile. But let the world dream otherwise. We wear the mask. Another one, Life's Tragedy. I may be misery not to sing at all and to go silent through the brimming day. It may be misery never to be loved, but deeper griefs than these beset the way. To sing the perfect song and by a half tone lost the key. There the potent sorrow, there the grief, the pale, sad staring of life's tragedy. To have come near to the perfect love, not the hot passion for untempered youth, but that which lies aside its vanity, and give for thy thrusting worship truth. This indeed is to be accursed, for if we mortals love or if we sing, we count our joys not by what we have, but by what kept us from that perfect thing. Thank you, Mr. Dunbar. Gwendolyn Brooks. She was the African-American poet, was born June 7th, 1917, to Kezia and David Brooks in Topeka, Kansas. And later that year, the Brooks family moved to Chicago, where Gwendolyn and her two siblings were born. Brooks' mother discovered Gwendolyn's gift for writing when she was seven. The first one called The Crazy Woman. I shall not sing a May song. A May song should be gay. I'll wait until November and sing a song of gray. I'll wait until the November. That is the time for me. I'll go out in the frosty dark and sing most terribly. And all the little people will stare at me and say, that is the crazy woman who would not sing in May. Thank you, Miss Brooks. Hello, Mr. Hughes. Langston Hughes. Langston Hughes was born in Joplin, Missouri. Langston Hughes was the great-great-great-grandson of Charles Henry Langston, brother of John Mercer Langston, the first black American to be elected to public office. He attended Central High School in Cleveland, Ohio, where he began writing poetry in the eighth grade. His father would discourage him from pursuing writing as a career in favor of something more practical, engineering. The first poem I'm reading, one of my favorites, A Dream Deferred. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat, or crust and sugar over like syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sags like a heavy load, or does it explode? Welcome, Miss Giovanni. This is Nikki Giovanni. The poem is entitled Choices. If I can't do what I want to do, then my job is to not do what I don't want to do. It's not the same thing, but it's the best I can do. If I can't have what I want, then my job is to want what I've got and be satisfied that at least there is something more to want. Since I can't go where I need to go, then I must go where the signs point through always understanding parallel movement is a lateral. When I can't express what I really feel, I practice feeling what I can express, and none of it is equal, I know, but that's why mankind alone among the animals learn to cry. Well, that's some of our poets that we have tonight, African American History Month, and hopefully you recognize a few, and hopefully I spoke to some of your favorites. We will continue this month with a focus on history in the African-American community. And so join us next week to see what the surprise will be and who we will be focusing on. But before we go, we want to play a little bit of music.
Quickly, we see and realize how we become insubordinate. We have mountain praise, hands to wave, feet to dance, and souls to play. And if we can return to a place of worship, then everything will be okay. We can sing so glorious.
You gotta remove the idol of your iniquity out the way and let us sing songs to the glory. It's absorbing way too much praise and attention. Move it. Let us sing songs to the glory. Your sin's not big enough for God, so hallelujah, yeah. Get over your little iniquity, get over your little sin, and let us sing songs to the glory.
I Rise by Maya Angelou. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may tread me in the very dirt, but still like dust I rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why you're beset with gloom? Because I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns, the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops weakened by my soulful cries? Does my hauntiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, because I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs? Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. I'm from a past that's rooted in pain. I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling I bear in the tide, leaving behind nights of terror and fear. I rise into a daybreak that's wondrously clear. I rise, bringing me gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise. Next week, we will continue our journey through history with a focus on gospel music, Mahalia Jackson and the Clara Ward Singers. I know a lot of you remember both Mahalia Jackson as well as the Clara Ward Singers. And we hope to inspire you even more to delve into your history, baby boomers and my fellow seniors. I thank and appreciate you for taking the time to listen and participating and sharing in this dance of redefining who we are, the baby boomer generation, and how our spirits dance my soul. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. for a premier dinner hour where there's always something good on the menu and a great meal topic. Keep aging to live, keep moving, and keep dancing. I'll talk with you next week.
But I find it profoundly wrong that quickly we see and realize how we've become insubordinate. We have mountain praise, hands to wave, beat the dance.
And it's called Glory of the Land.
Let us sing songs, 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 let us sing songs